to the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning, December the 9th. 9th. Yeah, no pressure. No pressure. I think I'm going to lose breakfast. Oh, man. Hey. Keep that to yourself. We might need that. Welcome to More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. Again, we are live this December the 9th. We're in the studio. Last week, we were live on location at the More Than Money World Headquarters in the Holy Lands between Bethlehem and Nazareth. And so many of you were kind enough, John and his mom and so many other folks were there. It is one of the highlights of our year to get to meet so many folks who listen to us on a regular basis and get to share in some of our silliness. All right, maybe a little more than some, and we get to meet them. So many of our clients, so many of our friends. What a day! You folks are the reason we do it, and you're the reason why that day is so very, very happy for all of us. So thank you so much for being part of that special day. We appreciate that very, very much. Lots of thank yous for that event. I don't want to miss anybody. I'll just thank the whole More Than Money family, the whole More Than Money team, and each of you that made such big contributions. I hope you know how much I appreciate everything that you've done. If you are just joining us for the very first time, we welcome you. We hope we'll find the next couple of hours very informative, modestly entertaining at its best. A little less than that, perhaps, on average. But we have created More Than Money, not in any other radio show's image. We are not here as so many our radio shows are to push product, insist that every person listening should have an annuity, piece of real estate, a mortgage, a tax lien certificate, gold, silver. Fill in the blanks. We're not here to insist any of those things. What we're here to insist is that you get all the information that you need to make the very best decisions that you can about your financial picture that fit you, that meet your needs and your goals and who you are. And that's our agenda. It's fairly simple, really. Your opportunity to take advantage of my 780 years. By the way, I'm feeling every one of those this morning. It's been quite a week. And the fact that I just announced it's December 9th means that the pressure's building. You guys have it tough. I know. I got it. Christmas is coming. Hey, Christmas is coming. And my wife's birthday is December 20th. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much to the powers that be. No pressure for Gene. Double pressure. Oh, goodness. You know? And to be honest with you, she's hard to please. When I got her that electric car buffer one year, it was like she wasn't even like that excited about it. I thought, I got the extra pads that, you know, put the high gloss shine. And then when I suggested she try it out on my car, there was all manner of, oof. she used it all right. Yeah, I can still show you the marks. I got one on my leg. I don't think it's ever going to go away. Silliness indeed. If you are a loyal listener to More Than Money, you know exactly what comes next. We're going to give you three different ways that you can join the show. We invite you to use the one that's most convenient to you. You can call 610-720-7900. That's old school. That's traditional. That works really, really well. You talk to the lovely and talented John Elliott, and then you talk to Gene. and we'll help you in any way that we can. Again, 610-720-7900. You can send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, G-E-N-E, at askmtm.com. And in between my emails I get from Nigeria, from my good friend over there, I'm certain that my $25.5 million is on its way. Although I'm not really clear how that works since I didn't actually send them any information. So between that and the folks sending me emails about keeping my colon clean, that's one. And the fact that apparently Russian women find me fascinating. Oh, absolutely. I get three or four emails a day from Russian women finding me fascinating. They have checked me on the internet. Not checked me out or checked me. They have checked me. Which is why you know that this is legit, because they're using broken English. Anyway, amongst all of that glory, we get some great emails. Gene@askmtm.com allows you to join us during the show. Through the miracles of modern technology, we can do that. And then, of course, if you are a little further afield, or if you have someone that you care about that's further afield and you'd like them to share in the show, that's easily done. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com, wherever they have the internet, coast to coast, north and south, wherever. I guess space? I don't know. Do they have internet up on the International Space Station? I would think. I mean, they got all kinds of cool stuff. They were making pizza this week. Weightless pizza. Pretty interesting stuff. I was pretty fascinated. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. You hit the Listen Live button, and through the miracles of modern technology and iHeartMedia, they get to listen live. And send me they can send me an email through the website by hitting the Ask Gene button. So we're happy to serve you in any of those ways. Again, 610-720-7900. I mentioned last week that our most recent newsletter, certainly one of the most important that I've written in some time, is The Stock Market Ready to Go, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Sis or Sig? Should I Stay or Should I Go? Right. That was plenty. Seven different strategies, or any combination of which you might employ to get your financial goals more aligned with what you believe is happening in the stock market. Goodness, we announced it last week, and the emails exploded. So if you are not yet receiving, do you all get email newsletters? Yeah, so you got that instantaneously. Got it. If you get it by email, you've already gotten it. If you get it by snail mail, I'm thinking Valentine's Day. I'm thinking it should be right there. No, I got mine pretty quickly. So and we keep mailing to my home address, so I have a good gauge of when these things hit. If you haven't received yours and you're wondering, is the stock market going to tank? Should I stay or should I go? All you need to do is request the email, the newsletter. There's no charge. Send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, gene@askmtm.com, and we're happy to help. One thing about emails, I have in my hands an email from a gentleman, and to be perfectly blunt, OMG. Maybe it's in the top three of the longest emails I've ever received in my entire life. I don't think I really needed to know his shirt size for a Christmas gift. I don't think I needed that. There's a fine line. There's a balance between asking questions where you give enough information and then way too much. So, Tom, I haven't followed up yet, and I'm sure you know who you are, because that took you a long time to write. That's a challenge. We're going to work on that. But goodness, we've had a couple of those lately that were goodness. So I'll work on that. But most of our emails, very straightforward. Some so straightforward, one line. I spoke to a young lady this week whose father had sold his home. And the question is, hey, what do we do with the proceeds? So it was literally one line, maybe two sentences. Very straightforward, and we were able to get some good information to her quite quickly. We sent out yesterday by email, and if you get it by snail mail, you'll get this next week. We were on hiatus, and we took a break, and there was a gap. And okay, come on. Our last newsletter was June. Our most recent is November, so we had a 5-month gap. There were a lot of things that happened. And because the sis or sig, should I stay or should I go, was so important a topic, it filled the newsletter. So when I got to the point where I wanted to talk about some of the things that had gone on, our 9/11 event, we raised over $28,000. Our laughing at my nightmare events, plural, because we had a couple of those, our Keystone Wounded Warriors, Straight No Chaser, Project One Step. It kind of went on and on. It filled a newsletter of its own. So if you recently got your November letter, that's great. You will shortly get your More Than Money news update. That'll give you kind of a real, in addition to kind of an update, 15 different events that we were part of. Collectively, we raised somewhere in the $150,000 range for lots of different wonderful organizations. And because Joe was very, very wise about this, a full color picture of the MTM team. I know it is nice. My good friend Hub Wilson helped us out with photographs. Hub's a great guy, very talented photographer, very talented artist. If you get a chance to visit us in our More Than Money World headquarters, you'll get a chance to see a fair number of Hub's oil paintings on gracing our walls. They're very special, very special. They're very special to me for lots of reasons. Number one, they're beautifully done. Number two, they evoke real emotion. I think if you appreciate light and shadow and emotion in art, you will appreciate them very much. And they're very special to me as well because I've known Hub coming up on 40 years. So they're very, very special to me. I think you would find them special as well. So if you're in the Holy Lands, stop in. We'll be glad to give you a cup of coffee and a tour. 610-720-7900. We'll go to the phones. We'll talk to Gary. Gary, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Gene. I had just been, I was listening to you for quite a while, and I know there was a variety of questions regarding annuities. And what I seem to have gotten out of all the conversations was to be very wary of annuities or really understand them. And I just happened to be reading about a QLAC, a qualifying longevity annuity contract.
Yes.
And I wonder how that, does that differ from an annuity? Is it, it seems, as I read in this article, that it seemed more sure that you would invest a possible $130,000, and it said at age 85 that would be the oldest that you could get this compensation from that. I was just kind of confused if there's any difference. I wonder if you could clarify it.
Oh, I'd be happy to. And for a lot of folks out there, the term that's bandied around, especially on TV and radio, is QLAC. And it sounds kind of cool. It's just the theoretical sound of QLAC, Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract. It is indeed an annuity. And as we've discussed many times in the past, and Gary's absolutely right, I have said until the cows come home that annuities are very complex products and they require significant amounts of study, research, discussion, and understanding before you might venture into one. A QLAC is one type of annuity. There are many types. We'll short circuit our conversation, this conversation, by just saying, if you're interested in any of the other types, 610-720-7900. But a QLAC is a very specific kind of an annuity. It's a form of what's called a single premium deferred annuity. That's the generic category. And what they are typically used for is investments inside an IRA, so that someone who is coming up on the magical age 70, the required minimum distribution age, and is looking to create real financial security for a very long time. They expect to be with us not at age 85, they expect to be with us at 90, 95, 100, and hopefully beyond. And as a result, the law, it came out about 3 years ago, it allows folks who have IRAs to take a portion of that. If I remember the rule correctly, it's up to about 25% of your IRA. There are some restrictions as to the number of dollars you're allowed to use. But you buy a qualified longevity contract, which is I give them money today, as you, I think you mentioned, you gave them $130,000 today. I don't get anything until I turn 85. And depending on how young I was when I gave them the initial deposit, that money might result at age 85 in me receiving $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, not once, but a year for as long as I live. It's a pretty amazing payoff for those who are alive at age 85. For those who sadly along the way are called home, the original investment is most typically lost. It goes back to the annuity company, which is why the benefits, which seem so generous. Gosh, I gave them 100 and they're going to give me 50,000 a year, every year. If I live 30 years, I'm going to end up with 1.5 million if you live 30 years. Starting at age 85. So for every person that lives a good long life and collects a lot of money on a QLAC, there are going to be a fair number of folks who don't or don't receive all of their original investment back. And that's simply the calculation of the annuity company as to what they can afford to pay to the survivors as they hit age 85. So it's a very interesting contract. It has some very interesting peace of mind benefits to it, in that you can never run out of money. You can live to be 100, 105, 110, never run out of money because they will pay for as long as you live. But it's not a no-brainer. It's one that needs to be looked at very carefully.
One of the when I read this, Gene, the first thing that popped into my mind is a longevity insurance. And I know from some of the people that I've lived with and talked to, that can be very expensive. And I was almost thinking of this in lieu of that.
Oh,
you got to be 85 and went into a nursing home. I know that would probably totally compensate you, but if you could get $60,000, $70,000 a year, that would take the place of a longevity.
Now let's not conflate two things. You're referring to a longevity insurance. What I think you mean is long-term care insurance.
Right. I'm sorry. You're right.
Not a problem. Well, that's a very interesting idea, and it's got some real thoughtfulness to it, in that if the average person at age 70 or 71 or 2 or 3 says, I would like long-term care insurance, you're absolutely right. They're going to find it challenging. They're going to find it perhaps expensive, perhaps prohibitively expensive. But a long-term, a QLAC, Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract, doesn't require a nursing home experience. It doesn't require that you lose your health. At age 85, you're going to get a very substantial income. And you're quite right. If you think through the realities, the practicalities of as we age, that may very well be the time where if I'm getting a $50,000 or $60,000 a year distribution from my QLAC, if I'm getting $20,000 from my Social Security, that's $70,000 or $80,000 in total, I might have some additional investments. I might very well be able to afford that long-term care that may come down the pike for me. And if I don't need long-term care, I spend it, have a great time, enjoy it, because it never runs out.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. A lot of food for thought, but I just wanted to explore this, but it still needs to be researched as much as you would just a regular annuity. It's not a no-brainer where you just buy this product and I'm magically going to give you $65,000.
Gary, I could not have said it better. I think you're using all the right words. Explore, research. It's not a no-brainer. Again, thank you. And again, I couldn't have said it better. And God bless and Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much, Gene. Bye.
Thanks, Gary. Bye-bye. Excellent question. Very interesting. Gary makes a wonderful point that this has applications, it has possibilities, it has benefits, it has attraction, it has some moving parts, it has some interesting wrinkles that I'm not really clear that I would be able to understand in just a minute or two. And the answer is, you're absolutely right. You shouldn't understand it in a minute or two. It's far more challenging than that. And as a result, you need to spend some time. Now, before we get our knickers in a twist, spending a little bit of time with someone who's knowledgeable. We're very blessed over at the More Than Money World Headquarters. Mike Pompei works with us on a weekly basis, some weeks on a daily basis, helping our clients with all manner of issues. Jim Martin of Ash Brokerage is knowledgeable on the annuity side. We have lots of resources. And the resources are not there to sell you an annuity. They are there to inform you, to educate you, to help you explore, to help you do your due diligence, to answer your questions, to see how they fit you or not. It is every bit as valuable to work through a meeting, perhaps spend an hour or more going through all of the details of a QLAC, all the details of a fixed indexed annuity, all the details of a variable annuity with lifetime income guarantees, and come to the conclusion, you know what, that's not right for me. That is a valuable use of time. Just as if you had a health concern, you would want to explore your options. I'm having an issue perhaps with my heart. Is surgery an option? Sure. Is it the only option? Don't be ridiculous. Of course not. We need to explore surgery. We need to explore medication. We need to explore diet. We need to explore exercise. All right, I'm sorry. I've ruined your Saturday mornings. I mentioned both diet and exercise. What was I thinking? No, these are options. And if we explore surgery and we rule it out, was that a waste of time? No, it was a wonderful investment of time and very, very useful indeed. How much time do we have there, sir? Very good. 2 minutes. There's a couple things that we're going to, a couple things that I need you to know immediately. Should have let you know earlier. My apologies. I was having too much fun. And Gary's was a great question. Yay, fantastic. We have a guest coming in at noon. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Yay. I'm sorry, you guys won't be able to hear him. You know what? Let's change that from noon, and let's do it at 9 o'clock.
I'll call him.
John's going to make that happen because John can do that. Our good friend Billy Canupas, Billy's Downtown Diner, will be with us in the 9 o'clock hour. Billy has written a new book, The It Factor, the IT Factor. I didn't know Billy was, I knew he was a great chef. I didn't know anything about that he knew anything about technology. And then I read the book and found out that's not what it means. Now, the it factor is the mindset of an entrepreneur. It's the mindset of someone who's willing to walk out there and start their own business and take the risks and hopefully reap the rewards. So 9 o'clock, make sure you're here. It's going to be, the book's great. I got some interesting, I think they're interesting questions, and by golly, who better to create interesting questions than me? I've got a fascinating question from a young lady. It's quite detailed, but appropriately so, about whether she and her husband can retire. I have some very interesting information about how to avoid being scammed by fake charities in the holiday season. I've got very important information. And, of course, I want to answer your questions. Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com, and most easily, 610-720-7900. We're back after this on More Than Money. But welcome back to the home of explanations. You've got More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning, December the 9th. It is a gray, raw day out there, and I just heard the weather report, and I guess I should have paid more attention. It looks like we're getting snow this afternoon. It has not started yet. 1 to 3 inches potential. Wow. Oh, wait a second. It's December. Oh, yeah, that's okay. I thought it was August. I thought, wow, that's weird. No, I'm okay. I'm all right. Jeez. For the folks who are going to be visiting our More Than Money World headquarters this morning, Connie's on her way, and Gene will be there after the show, and we've got some great folks coming in. It's that time of the year. You got to get some things done. It's end of the year. A special message to all of our clients of More Than Money. Now, some of you are part of our family because you're listeners, you're regular listeners, and we appreciate that very much. Some of you have made that choice that you wanted us to serve you, and this is a special message to all of you who are actually clients of More Than Money. Many of you, all of you should know at this point, either by phone call or personal invitation or by mail, that the regulators, and we are regulated by lots and lots of folks, the regulators have required us to reconfirm all of our client basic information, names, addresses, social security numbers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And when I say et cetera, depending on the type of accounts that you have, some of our new reconfirmations are 9 pages long. So many of you are as we speak this morning, sitting with a packet in front of you that you received from the More Than Money World headquarters, from Connie or from Sue or from Joe, and you're saying, wow, I should get to this. Yeah, you really should. The regulators have given us December 31st as a deadline, and about 85% of our folks have gotten it under control, and then that leaves the rest of you. And I have a special message from Connie. Get her done. Get her done. So I'll take that. Yeah, thank you, John. Thanks. John gave me a little help on that. So get her done. Yeah, we really, really need your cooperation to get that done. And for some of you, it can be a challenge. You're looking at some of that going, I'm not really sure I understand. Just pick up the phone and call. Call the office. Talk to Sue. Talk to Connie. They will walk you through it. It'll take less than 10 minutes. You'll sign. You'll be done. And you'll also will earn our gratitude, because if we get to the end of the year and we don't have your paperwork, cement boots? Were they? No, you're going to swim with the fishies. I mean, but it's not good. 610-720-7900, 9 o'clock hour. Billy Canupis, Billy's Downtown Diner. He's written a new book, The It Factor. We're going to. I've spent some significant time with this book. It's very, very interesting. And there's a lot of subtleties to it. There's a lot of interesting stuff. There's some very straightforward messages. It's a lot of subtleties as well. If you have not yet received your copy of the November newsletter, More Than Money newsletter, SIS or SIG, should I stay or should I go? Is the stock market going to tank? All you have to do is ask. Gene at askmtm.com. Send me an email, and we'll get that to you. And happy to share that with you. Indeed. I have an email. Very good. I'm going to go through that momentarily. But I don't want to forget this. This is, sadly, the holiday season is also the time of the year where scams are everywhere. Well-meaning folks lose money, have money absconded with because they're trying to do a good thing for nice people, and then they find out that that they were taken advantage of. The Pennsylvania Department of Banking and Security is a wonderful organization, absolutely dedicated to the protection of consumers in the state of Pennsylvania within all manner of financial issues, whether it's a direct banking issue, whether it's a securities issue, investments, whether you're perhaps you got involved with a bad egg in the financial advisory world, insurances, perhaps you got involved in a bad egg in the insurance world, and of course, things like scams, financial fraud and scams. They have issued a number. Remember when Equifax had the hack? They put out a wonderful email with great, great assistance, information, resources. And they have done a similar thing. We just received this week, 7 ways to avoid charity scams during the holidays. I think it's fabulous, absolutely fantastic. Let me make sure that I'm looking at the right page. Yes, the one of the key components of this email is giving you four different links, websites, where you can check out a charity before you make a donation. You're going, sounds good, wonder if they're legit. You can go to the IRS, you can go to the Pennsylvania Department of State, you can go to... list of organizations on a website for charitable organizations. You can go to the Better Business Bureau. All of those links are included. If you would like this information, all you have to do is ask. Just send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. Let me just mention avoiding charity scams. We'll get that right over to you. 610-720-7900. Let's go to the phones. We talked to Jim. Jim, good morning, sir.
Hi, good morning.
How many? Go ahead.
I was wanted to ask you a question about the previous caller on that long-term care annuity that you were talking about.
Sure.
You know, when you go into a nursing home, and if you have finances, that can take those finances in order to pay for your long-term nursing care.
Mm-hmm.
But does that include annuities? And if so, would they take that annuity, cash it out, so that would that be existent when you're 85?
The answer is, in most cases, no. They can't break an annuity. They can't fracture it. They can't insist that you liquidate it. Can they attach the cash flow? The answer, in my experience, is yes. So that if you had a QLAC and at age 85 it started to spill out $60,000 a year, could that facility attach that cash flow? In my experience, the answer is yes. Can they fracture that annuity and force you to take the cash out? In my experience, the answer is no.
Okay. So, but they can do that for IRAs and 401ks, right?
There are certain protections, particularly with 401ks, that also help prevent those from being fractured. Again, can they insist on taking the cash flow? I think the answer is yes. That I have seen that happen. Can they insist that you spill all that out of your 401k? I think the answer is no. I also, sadly, have had the experience where the facility can absolutely turn to the patient then and say, you know what? You simply can't afford to be here, and we're going to have to ask you to move to another facility. So all institutions are slightly different. They have slightly different policies, and it has to be looked at very, very carefully before you make a commitment to any particular institution.
Thank you very much. much.
Oh, my
pleasure.
Thank you very much. And Merry Christmas to you, Jim. Thanks. 610-720-7900. Very good. Gentleman who is a loyal listener to More Than Money, he says, with all the talk of the stock market going to correct, he'll share his strategy. Demonstration saying that if at my age, I can take a withdrawal from my 401k without paying penalty. All the experts say I should be limiting my exposure to stocks based on implementing or my impending retirement years. My strategy is different since my wife is risk adverse on all our other investments, and I have to respect her wishes. My retirement funds are my only real opportunity to be aggressive. I have them fully invested in the stock market, and they're up about 42% this year. Goodness, congratulations. Having said that, I don't just set it and forget it. I've been monitoring my accounts daily, so if the market starts to tumble, I'm prepared to move some or all my funds to interest-bearing accounts. If I had started listening to the naysayers last spring, to be fair, last spring, a year ago, December, 2 years ago, December, the naysayers have been naysaying since about 2011, 2012, so 5 or 6 years. Granted, my strategy is not for the faint of heart. That's a really, really important qualifier. This is not for everybody. And if you're not the kind of person who has kind of ice water in your veins, if you're not the kind of person that they bring in out of the bullpen, bottom of the ninth, World Series on the line, and you're the relief pitcher, if you're not that person, this doesn't work for you. And it demands discipline and diligence. Another very important point. Diligence in this case, this gentleman checks his accounts on a daily basis, monitors the markets. For most folks, not only is that not something they do, they would find that annoying. They would find it uncomfortable. They would find it a process that they simply wouldn't be able to implement. In this case, it works really, really well for the average person. It wouldn't likely get you from point A to point B. Good morning, sir. We'll be with you. Don't get all excited. You look all excited already. And we got chairs over here. You guys all have to stand. You can chill. Guests are everywhere. It's fantastic. Look at you. You almost look like the book.
Sure.
I mean, not really, but 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Jim's question about long-term care is very, very important for two reasons. Number one, you can see how he's looking at the annuity and how it might be an advantage of protecting some assets. But number two, nursing homes, as a rule, there aren't very many rules. Folks tend to, particularly some of the long-term care or elder law attorney commercials that I've heard, they tend to paint with a very broad brush. The nursing home, as if all nursing homes are following the very same rules and the very same restrictions. And the answer is that simply isn't the case. There are tons of different facilities, different policies and philosophies, different financial restrictions or requirements. And then there are some with very, very few. So you've got to be very careful. It takes a lot of diligence, a lot of homework. And you can give us a call, 610-720-7900. We go to the phones. We talk to Dick. Dick, good morning. Sir?
Good morning.
How may we serve you, sir?
You're speaking to Dick?
I am indeed, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't get your opening. Gene, I have a question here. Years ago, my wife and I made an investment with a firm, and it was set up so that dividends would be automatically reinvested for us.
Yes, sir.
The advantage of that, of course, was that it didn't take any effort on our part. It was all handled automatically.
Mm-hmm.
But a little while ago, I learned that stock had been surrendered to the state under some sort of statutory grab on the part of the state. If there was no correspondence between myself and that brokerage, they had to surrender those funds to the state. Then I found that the money did appear on the state of Pennsylvania escheat rolls.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is that the brokerage surrendered stock to the state. The state then liquidated it and then put it on their rolls as money, as a total sum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens at income tax time this year for 2017, that money has been recovered from the state.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to have to be a showing of what the value was and a capital gains calculation, or what happens with that?
Dick, it's a very, very good question, and it's sadly one that's becoming more prevalent. And for everybody listening, the situation that Dick found himself in, the challenge that he was unfortunately faced with, is that the rules of forfeiture, the rules that the state has established, where they can take, in essence, what they refer to as abandoned property, where they require a bank, a financial advisor, a stockbroker, a real estate escrow account, to give up assets to the state of Pennsylvania. It used to be that as long as you had some reasonably identifiable contact information, a good address, a good phone number, they would never do that. And then for the longest time, it would take 7 years for that requirement to kick in. And then it was shortened to 5, and now it's been shortened to 3. And the, at least in theory, the rule says if there has been activity, it should never be given up to the state. And as Dick described to you, he was on a dividend reinvestment program, which means automatically that stock dividend was reinvested in new shares. Any reasonable person would look at that and describe that as activity. The state of Pennsylvania is not reasonable or a person. So they said, yeah, we simply don't count that as activity, and we'll take that money, and hopefully no one will notice, and eventually the money will go to the state. You're absolutely right that the broker involved should have notified you. You should have received a letter. You should have received contact. You should have received warning. Hey, the state's about ready to take this. Sadly, maybe that happened and it was missed. Maybe it didn't happen and you've got some recourse with that broker. But now where are we? We had an investment. We didn't wish to sell it, but it was sold. And the IRS is not particularly interested in the reason why it was sold. They are simply interested in, when are you going to send me my taxes? And for you, Dick, I'm very certain that your tax return for 2017 is going to need to account for this, because the state of Pennsylvania is going to send you the proceeds if they haven't already. They're going to issue a 1099 that you receive those monies. You're going to have to account for that, which means you're going to have to develop your cost basis on that stock holding. You're going to have to make adjustments for the reinvested dividends over the years. It's a royal pain. If I am sitting where you are, I'm very annoyed at the stockbroker, annoyed enough that I would absolutely either make a phone call or write a letter. I'm simply unhappy. But obviously, you're also relieved that you were able to recover these funds and they weren't lost forever. But Dick, sad situation indeed.
Okay, I think I can reconstruct my cost, but how am I going to find out what the state sold it for? That would be the total amount they owe me, right?
That's correct.
Okay, I think I can work it out, Gene. I appreciate your guidance and have a very Merry Christmas.
God bless you, sir. Thank you. 610-720-7900. Again, a reminder, 9 o'clock hour. The author of The It Factor, The Mindset of the Entrepreneur, that's Billy Canupas, is with us. And gosh, I hope he makes it, because, you know, snow's coming down out there. No, I think he's going to be okay. I've confidence in him. John's looking at me like, dude, he's sitting right behind you. You know? John, I've been together a long time. He's seen me through thick and thin. Actually, right now he's seeing me through really thin. Oh, nah, come on. That was totally inappropriate. It was very funny, but it was totally inappropriate. Okay, we got that. We got that. Thank you very much. We're going to be sending some email. Very interesting email. Young lady writes, my husband and I are about 4 years away from retirement. I think, John, you can answer this. My husband and I are about 4 years away from retirement if you think we can retire. So no pressure on Gene, huh? Our home is worth about $200,000, is paid off. The only debt we owe is a small car loan, 0% interest. Our kids are grown, doing well. We have two grandchildren. My husband has about $410,000 in his 401k. I have about $90,000 in mine. We each have IRAs with about $30,000. We have $19,000 in savings. Sounds pretty good. My husband's Social Security will be about $2,300 a month, and mine about $1,800 a month. Neither of us will collect a pension. We're continuing to contribute to our 401ks. We don't add anything to our IRAs. Do you think we'll be able to retire in 4 years, or should we plan to push it off? And then she goes on to say, very sweet, we both enjoy your show and your sense of humor. Mm-hmm. She was so bright right up to that point. We also appreciate your willingness to talk about God and pray for people. We look forward to our Saturday morning breakfast with Gene. Thank you for your help. You're very kind and very sweet. So, John, can they retire?
It depends.
It absolutely depends. Yeah. Billy's not the only one that gets to use the word it around here.
Right.
Although it's probably copyrighted and I'm going to be sued probably Monday morning. Young lady, it absolutely depends. And the one piece, there's only one piece of information missing here. You know what it is. Yeah, we don't know what you're going to spend. Very good, John. I honest to God, it's very, very good. Of course, after 17 years, you should pick up a thing or two. Jeez. If, for example, you said to me, we need to spend about $5,000 a month. We're going to spend about $60,000 a year. I would say, take a deep breath and retire like tomorrow. Because you've got Social Security at $4,100. You've got about a $500,000, actually a bit more than that, $560,000. In order to generate $900 a month to fill in the gap, $900 a month, $11,000 or so a year off of not quite $600,000, we're looking at less than a 2% withdrawal rate. It's beautiful. No debt to speak of. Kids are fine. Grandkids, yeah, you're spending too much on them. You always do. It's a great thing. If you said to me 5,000 is the number, I'm saying you're retired already. If, on the other hand, you said to me 9,000 is the number, yeah, that's a problem. Because the gap now is closer to $5,000 a month. Gosh, I couldn't even get it out because it sounded like it was way too much. $60,000 a year, you're probably going to need $1.2, $1.3 million to retire. I don't think 4 years will do that. But all you have to do now, follow up from your email, send me the number that you expect that you're going to spend per month. We'll have this answer to you. Moments. Speaking of moments, in moments, to the microphone, we got Billy Canupas. If you don't know Billy, you don't know Jack. No, that makes no sense. You don't know. You just don't know Billy. You will in a minute, because this gentleman's written a really, really interesting book. But more importantly, he's a fixture in the Lehigh Valley. And we're gonna delve into the mind of Billy Canupas. And then 5 or 6 minutes in, we're going to have a great deal of fun. If you've got questions, 610-720-7900. If you want to join the conversation, we're back after this on More Than Money.